Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We know rats are a big problem in cities and towns, even bigger since COVID. When restaurants shut down, they spread out to find new dining places, including my bird feeder. I was complaining about this to a nephew in Washington, D.C. I was telling him I was going to get a protocol that included birth control for rats. And he laughed and said, "Why don't you just get a feral cat?" To which I said, "A what?" And he told me about a colleague, a hard-nosed war correspondent, who had one. And suddenly he was whispering sweet nothings to a Mrs. Rutherford. John Hudson, national security reporter for our partners at the Washington Post, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And is it true that you are part of a program we're going to find out more about? It's called Blue Collar Cats. These are working cats. It's from the Humane Rescue Alliance in Washington. Through this program, you, who I understand aren't really a pet person, are suddenly whispering sweet nothings to Mrs. Rutherford.
It is true. My neighborhood, like many neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., have rats that run around the garbage pails out in front of the street. And it's an unpleasant situation for if you have guests coming into your home, they're going to dodge rats. And so I adopted this black cat that was going to be euthanized at the local shelter that was given a second lease on life. Basically, I've been feeding her once a day and she sticks around and she has been really effective. She's been slaying rats. She even decapitated a medium-sized rat the other day.
Oh, boy.
And so we've developed this very transactional relationship.
Well, tell us how this works, because it didn't start this way. This program was an attempt to get feral cats off the street. Let's start at the beginning. Someone brought you a crate, and you had to keep Mrs. Rutherford in the crate for a couple weeks so she'd get acclimated. At this point is when you are whispering sweet nothings to her in the yard, because you had to kind of get her used to your area?
Yeah, exactly. There's a 6-week acclimation period where you purchase a dog crate and you have to take a photo of this dog crate and send it to the Humane Alliance so that they know that you're serious and you're committed. And so every single day you come out to the crate and you feed Mrs. Rutherford some wet food. And that gets her really to associate you with food. And so after 6 weeks, then you open the door and she's free and she can roam about the neighborhood.
And according to my nephew, this was a big event. The opening of the crate and the freeing of Mrs. Rutherford. How did you feel about doing this? As we said, you're not a pet person. Feral cats, like any animal, they're not domesticated. Were you nervous about this thought of having an animal that was going to now be under your care in your backyard?
I was really nervous about it. I didn't grow up in a cat household, but I had seen this city grow and grow in terms of having this rat problem. And, you know, when you hear about more sort of agrarian solutions to rats, you hear about them having cats around. And what really was the aha moment for me was just visiting Istanbul a few years ago. And, you know, Istanbul is this massive city, this beautiful city in Turkey that has cats everywhere. And it's so clean. And the reason it's clean is because you have cats taking care of the rodents. Mm-hmm. And that seemed like an amazing solution here. And I just saw a local television broadcast report on this and decided that this was definitely worth giving it a try.
Okay, again, that's John Hudson. We spoke to him just a few weeks ago from Ukraine, where he was reporting from there. But minding the fortress at home was Mrs. Rutherford, this previously feral cat, I guess, who he'd received from the Humane Rescue Alliance Blue Collar Cat Program. So, John, hold on a second. Let's bring in Maureen Sosa from the Humane Rescue Alliance. She's director of pet support. And, Maureen, these are cats that were feral, you know, wandering around the city. Sometimes shelters just don't have room for them. But was the purpose originally of this program to get them into people's backyards in crates just to house them?
Well, I think we saw a problem, and the problem was we were having cats come into the shelter that had lived outside previously and somehow needed to be placed back outside because we had concerns they may not be as successful in a home as a cat that's always known a home. So, you know, finding a new type home for them. So it kind of stemmed from that and finding a solution, as we always do in animal welfare, to find the best outlet or home for the animals that come into our care and making them successful wherever they go.
Yeah. Now, Mrs. Rutherford, as we've been hearing, is apparently a vicious killer.
It sounds like it.
But anybody who has a pet cat knows that, you know, even a domesticated cat, if they're allowed outdoors, will bring home mice and things as gifts to their family. Do you think, though, that most of the cats are killing rats, or is it, as some have said, that it's just the presence of a cat that's keeping rats away?
Yeah, we do see a lot of times, you know, just the cat's presence once they've settled in, and that's kind of their area. The rats are not interested in going into that area. So I think some cats obviously have a higher prey drive than others, but definitely them just kind of living and owning that space helps keep the population down.
And what about this notion of them suddenly wanting to stay in John Hudson's backyard, or Mrs. Rutherford anyway? How does that work?
They're smart. Yeah, they're smart, so they know who their caretaker is. Animals, when they're getting their basic needs met, will stay in a specific area. So, you know, your food, water, shelter. Most of the time when they drift is when they're looking for those basic things. So they will stay.
Do you worry, Maureen? There is so much concern about rats being poisoned and then being, you know, some people don't like even the thought of that, no matter how unhealthy rats are in an area that carry disease. They don't like the poison of the rats, but also the rats get picked up by hawks or by other animals that then get poisoned. Do you worry that the feral cat will pick up a poison rat?
Obviously, if we have a blue collar cat out, we wouldn't recommend putting any type of poison down. The problem with that outside is it's very attractive, not just to rats, but to other wildlife, possibly cats. And again, like you said, it will get picked up by squirrels, wildlife. You wouldn't want that in the same area where you're having a blue-collar cat or any wildlife, for that matter. It can be quite dangerous.
So, John Hudson, let's bring you back again, national security reporter for The Washington Post. We usually talk to you from Ukraine. I'm thinking, you start off by saying you're not exactly a pet person, and then we hear reports of you cooing to a Mrs. Rutherford in your backyard. But I'm wondering if this is the perfect relationship, because you're spending a lot of time abroad doing your work. Mrs. Rutherford, maybe, you know, all cats in general, don't maybe sometimes like to have distance in their relationships. I mean, how's it worked out?
Yeah, no, exactly right. It probably is the perfect pet ownership situation that you could possibly have. It's true. Like, I don't have a lot of time for pet maintenance. And so, and you can tell, as soon as I met Mrs. Rutherford, I could tell this is a street brawling cat. She's got a chipped tooth. She has seen some difficult days. She's 7 years old. And every time I would try to pet her or get closer to her, she would issue a major hiss. But gradually, we did develop a rapport. And she, when I'm home, she meows. And I come and I bring out a can of Fancy Feast and feed it to her. And when I'm away, I set up an auto feeder that feeds her once a day dry food. I also have neighbors who are on the lookout for her, and they really love it because she's like a net positive for the neighborhood. She's killing rats, not just in my yard, but elsewhere. And she does have a significant deterrent effect just by her smell. Like, the rats just don't come around anymore. So I had sort of a limited ability. You know, the cat does not come in my house. All I had to do is assemble a little house I purchased on Amazon outside my house. Make sure there's water and make sure there's food once a day. And it really turns out quite well, I think, for the both of us.
She has your back and you have hers.
She does. Yeah. It's incredible. And, you know, I would love it to be more of a loving relationship and have her not, when I step towards her, hiss. But like, that's her demeanor. And I'm not out to change her. She does her thing and I do mine.
And just wait, you never know. But for now, what a wonderful love story. John Hudson, again, with The Washington Post. Maureen Sosa with Washington, D.C.'s Humane Rescue Alliance and their Blue Collar Cats program. We'll link you up at herenow.org. Both of you, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great to be with you, Robin.
So a couple things. Yes, during that 6-week training session, lockdown, you have to change the cat's litter. Yes, we know rats are creatures too, but they carry disease. Cats are not good for birds, but these are feral. You can't keep them in. And this program is just in the D.C. area. So if you know of others, let us know.